This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
How do you describe your identity?
I will describe my identity as female, but currently very confused about everything else, everything with my gender, and I would say confused about my gender identity only due to my current, I guess would say, mental health as of the past few months now.
When did you first start to realise that your gender was different?
I noticed that when I went on a study exchange program to Adelaide about 3 years ago, and I guess first realized it was different when I first portrayed myself as female on this online chat program. I wasn't aware of it at the time, but during the 3 or 4 so months in Adelaide, I started feeling more comfortable being portraying myself as female online as to being a guy offline. And I guess ever since then, after July, I've just started noticing it more and more.
What do you think made you first appear as a woman online?
Well, I didn't really have much. I was always really rather quite shy, and it was never really easy for me to talk to other girls, and I guess I thought that maybe if I was a female, then it would be a lot easier to talk to other girls.
Was that something you'd ever kind of thought about when you were younger or before that at any point? Did you know that it was an option to be trans or non-binary?
I never really knew about it, only apart from whenever 2020 put up a documentary about trans people. But back then, even before 2011, I was confused by it. I understood how difficult it must have been for the person and for the parents and such, but I was just wasn't really sure what I meant.
What's it been like kind of coming up as an adult? Because you hear a lot of kind of narratives that people figured out that they were transgender when they were a child and started wearing dresses or a tomboy or things like that, and that's often kind of seems to be the narrative that's portrayed in the media. So what's it like having a different story?
I haven't really received negative opinions from people as such myself. It's always seems like, I was worried that it would happen. But I guess the feels were, because I guess, as you said, the society, I wouldn't say they expect, but it's definitely stereotypical that most trans people only found out when they were a child. And I basically was around about 20 years old when I first found out.
Have you met many other trans people who've had a similar journey to yours?
Up until 2012, I never really did meet a lot of trans people. I might have met one trans woman off that chat program I used to frequent a lot, but I think that was after being in Adelaide. But when I first came out, in September 2012, I joined up two local groups in Christchurch, and from then on always had befriended a few trans people, and yeah, I can definitely say majority of them have become my friends.
Was it important, or has it been important to you to have like a sense of community and belonging?
Yeah, I felt better having people, especially people I can talk to in person rather than online. But everything, it's like giving me advice and just like and support as well.
Do you think social media and the internet play a big part in the way that lots of queer and trans people connect with each other and find information and build their communities nowadays?
I would say so, especially with Facebook and Tumblr. I have made friends off of Tumblr, and I know that they have always been like, I know that there's a strong trans community online there, despite having some few setbacks every now and then.
Do you remember any messages about queer or trans people that you learnt when you were kind of growing up about what it meant to be that, or did you learn anything in like health classes at school?
They really never, from being intermediate and in high school, they never really taught us about being trans or even sexuality, yes, but like yes, sexual orientation, they've never really talked about it much. And yeah, as I mentioned, those documentaries from 2020 about trans children, but I guess only until Wikipedia, always a few years after Wikipedia first started, I was intrigued by the stories, and as I mentioned, I felt a bit weird after reading them, but I've only, I don't know, 2009, 2010, maybe 2008, I really just started, like, had read articles on Wikipedia about transgender people, but I never really gave it much thought.
Have you come out to your family?
I've come out to my sister and my parents, and so far out of them my sister has been more supportive, but I've got one set of grandparents in my home country and my grandma who lives here, but I haven't come out to them yet, and I think they're the ones I'm more worried about their reactions than my parents.
Why are you more worried about them?
Because they're really quite traditional, and my home country is, well, I wouldn't say it's massively central against LGBT people, but there's definitely negative history with all of that, and I really don't know where my grandparents stand on that, I guess. Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Serbia.
Mm-hmm. When did you come to New Zealand?
I moved with my family in about 1995.
Mm-hmm. And did you grow up in Christchurch?
Yeah, I grew up in Christchurch.
Do you think it's harder being trans in the South Island?
I wouldn't really know, to be honest.
But you think it would be better here than back in your home country?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. What kind of rights do queer and trans people have there?
All I know is that lesbian gay marriage or marriage of the same sex people is illegal. Sex between the same sex people isn't. Or I haven't really checked online in a while. all I really know is that there is like a surgery medical center in the capital city where they do treatments for or they do the like GRS surgeries and such, but I think that's about it.
How do you feel about the marriage equality passing in New Zealand?
It's a good thing. I don't understand why it wasn't passed into law earlier, but it'll make people happier. Being able to, like, say they actually got a proper marriage and not just a civil union.
Do you think it's been important for the trans community?
I guess for us, there's more important things because. Yeah.
What do you think are some of the most important issues that are facing queer and trans communities in New Zealand at the moment?
I guess the biggest thing is just that, like, health insurance companies won't, like, cover any of our, like, treatments or surgeries and such. I know that all surgeries and treatments are in place, but I remember when I called my family's health insurance provider, they said that they don't cover anything.
Have you had a hard time trying to access healthcare?
Myself, not really. I just basically just had help from my GP ever since I started, from like when I first realised that all this was going on. And had some slight delays with the endocrinologist and the psychiatrist I had to go see, but apart from that, it was all fine.
And you said that over the last few months you've been kind of really confused about gender. Do you want to talk about that?
I've always had, I would say, both anxiety and depression, although there was one point about since 2011. Oh, I wouldn't say it was both. I think it was more anxiety, but I've always had really bad anxiety since finishing high school. And it flared up back. It has basically been like active within me since near the beginning of last year, but it hasn't been, but recently it's been worse. And I guess because I remember when I focused more on my, like, trying to figure out my gender identity, but recently it's always been about my anxiety. And just, I guess just because of that, I just feel like that, I won't say I'm not sure anymore, but it's just like, I've just been feeling again like I can't call myself trans because I've not done much in the sense of transition, and I have not done really much anything else to help, like, make me feel better about that.
Do you feel like there's quite a lot of pressure, or like, kind of, it's portrayed that there's like a right way to be trans and to transition?
I have noticed it from some other people, but I haven't. Well, I guess the only real pressure I've had, the reason why I wanted to start as soon as possible, because I know that on my dad's side, there is male pattern baldness, and he got around 26 or something, and I'm just really, really trying to beat that and not let it happen to me as well.
I think often people say that, you know, there's like one way to be trans, when in fact there's like, you know, it's completely a personal journey, and it's up to you, like, what things you want to do and at what pace you want to do it and stuff. But do you find other people wouldn't understand that or don't kind of?
So most of my trans friends would understand that. I guess the only real thing is just been feeling, feeling like I'm shell or something, because I've always felt like biggest priority just like looking a lot more, I wouldn't say attractive, but just like I guess just look weird in what I, how I work now, and it's what most of my friends on Facebook have been seeing from me. I think last year, but they always said, oh, you know, there's no one way to be trans, and you don't have to be, like, I know, gorgeous, beautiful, whatever, to be trans, and just, like, they've never called me out for being shallow, but just, I've always mentioned that myself.
Do you think the anxiety kind of issues that you're talking about, do you think that's related to your gender?
I think that me thinking about my gender has come about because of my anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have had one friend tell me that she got anxiety because of her gender stuff, but I know in my case that my anxiety has always been around here before any kind of like confusion about gender.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that, like, other things that are kind of getting in the way, or like challenges you're facing to help you kind of like along your journey?
I would just say so far my anxiety, because it's has been really affecting me, and I'm finding it difficult to see the point in studying currently, because it's like, yeah, I've been told that if, like, if you study enough or study hard enough or you focus enough on your studies, then anxiety will try and go away, but for the past 2 weeks I've have not felt that. Even working hard on my projects and such, I still feel my anxiety. It's like, it's like overtaking everything, and just I've not felt the need to drop out of school, but I've felt like sometimes I like I would just rather take like the week off or something.
Mm-hmm.
But saying that, I've had, due to how my school's got that schedule, I've recently did have a week off, but even then my anxiety was affecting me, and I would not say that I haven't had an effective enough break from everything.
Are you getting support for that?
I see my psychologist, it used to be like a month in between every time I see her, but now it's like every 3 weeks or so. Well, it varies, because sometimes I have like morning classes, and it's not easy trying to like arrange everything, so it kind of did pretty much cause to have like long times in between appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately can't, my school doesn't have free counseling services, so I can't see someone like once a week or something.
What are you studying?
I'm studying graphics design.
What kind of hopes do you have for your future?
I'm not really sure at this stage. I know that transition is a big thing, but as I've mentioned, anxiety, I don't know if that, when that can restart. And even though I'm sure I will be able to get the diploma in my course in about August or September, I really don't think I'll actually be able to get a job after I finish.
Why do you think that?
I've always felt like nothing ever good like happens to me. Like, I don't have bad luck, but I have the good luck, and I would see getting a job as like something good happening to me, but like somehow I just like it's just not going to happen.
Do you feel like that way, like, is kind of your anxiety and being trans part of your fear of not getting a job, or is it because there aren't many jobs out there, or it's quite hard to find them?
I would say it's more because of anxiety than anything else. I realise that being trans and trying to find jobs is all, I realise that also being trans, it makes it difficult to find jobs. But since the whole transition thing isn't going to happen soon, I guess it isn't, like, my main concern is just trying to rein in my anxiety as much as possible for finishing off DNA.
How do you feel about the way queer and trans people are represented in the media?
I would say it's a bit stereotypical now. Maybe we're focusing on either really young, like trans people who have known since they're young, transitioned young, or like much older, like, I guess, like, I wouldn't say like Georgina Bayer, but like, it's like much more older trans people as well. And like how they like just focus on stereotypes of like LGBT people, and it's just like,
what are some of the stereotypes that you see?
It's like overly camp people, and I guess, well, that's, I wouldn't say it's a really a stereotype, like drag queens as well. And I guess, like the recent thing, like how the American actor Jared Leto had portrayed himself as a trans woman in this movie that was, I think, released earlier this year or last year as well.
What do you think about that?
I don't think that he should have chosen that role. I did read a few months after, like, how the director said that the character was supposed to be a drag queen, but for some reason was changed to a trans woman. But I remember reading about the huge backlash they had, especially with the trans community on Tumblr. You know, it's like arguments from one side or the other, like, it's a pretty big mess.
Do you think that role should have gone to a trans woman?
Yeah.
What else would you like to see more of in the media?
I guess it's like, to not expect that every trans person is heterosexual, because I would say there's one bias in the trans community, but actually it's like evenly decided between being heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, but yet somehow the media shows like, oh yes, if you're a trans woman, then you would only rather go for guys rather than girls, because as a guy you were into girls, but now because you're a woman, now you have to be into guys and something.
That's a big stereotype, and it's, a lot of people often as well seem to like, yeah, just get confused about the difference between like how sexual orientation and gender are two different things. If you could give a kind of hopeful message to a young trans person coming out of 20s, what would it be?
I guess I would say don't give up hope. Yes, you have come out later than what people usually think that trans people come out as, but that doesn't mean that you won't have the same amount of success as they would. I guess just like, I would just basically say, don't give up hope just because you're older and trans.
Yeah.